brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in about 30 minutes, we've got conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly, head of the Eagle Forum, joining us. We'll talk about, is it going to be meet the new boss, same as the old boss with these Republicans going into Congress? What do we do about the globalist agenda? I'm going to ask her about globalist control, the conservative movement in this country. How far does it go back? Does it go back to Barry Goldwater or before? We're going to have an important talk with her coming up in 30 minutes. Look forward to that. And then in studio, we're going to have Dr. Wakefield, who's been on all the big morning shows. Good Morning America, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. They're trying to run this hoax that his research on autism, the vaccine link, is a hoax. If you just joined us, I could watch that Rockefeller confrontation over and over again. You see the vampiric leer of Nosferatu, Herr Rockefeller. If you have to point at one man who's been a more tireless agent of Mordor, of evil, it has to be David Rockefeller. I mean, he's CFR, Trilateral Commission, UN programs, biological diversity assessments, carbon taxes, the entire China we see today, this giant murdering monster with sports stadium executions and total control and one-child policies. It was David Rockefeller who went there, set the deal up, writes about it in his memoirs, praises Mao Zedong. Just as the head of Goddard Space Center, James Hansen, says we need a Chinese authoritarianism. He says totalitarianism is good. And what do we hear from Dr. Eric Pianka, biology department? At least he was the head years ago. I don't know what he is now. What do we have with Peter Singer? What do we have with Ted Turner? What do we have with Jacques Cousteau? What do we have with Prince Philip? What do we have with Prince Charles, what do we have with it? Every day or two, Watson's got a new article where some top IPCC head at the UN says we need authoritarianism, get rid of freedom, carbon tax everyone, one-child policies. And this Hansen goes on to say, we'll have no economy, in Watson's article, quoting him, we'll have no economy until we embrace the Chinese model of totalitarianism and carbon taxes, and that tariffs should be levied globally against the U.S. if we don't go along with it. Meanwhile, China, who he says is the model, doesn't have these carbon taxes. I mean, he knows they're imploding our economy, and now they're going to dance around on the ashes of our economy, blaming it because we didn't accept carbon taxes. Well, California has, and look how fast they're going down the toilet bowl, how fast they're circling the drain. I mean, these guys relish authoritarian oppression. They relish forced abortion. They endorse it. And it's their little enjoyment, their little power trip over you when they go to the mall, and they always write about how they detest their fellow Americans, or when they go walk down the street or they go to Times Square and they just survey the public. And they write about this, how disgusting we are, how filthy we are. But they've got that little power trip. They're not stopping us from what we're putting the Teflon in the pans, that if your parrot is sitting 10 feet from it, it'll drop dead, so deadly. They're not going to stop us from that fluoride in that water when we're also putting it in the foods now. They're not going to stop us from the vaccines. Oh, Bill Gates, oh, we've given him so much power. He's patenting all these mosquitoes that will forcibly deliver it. Oh, we're going to sterilize them. We're going to take their power to breed. Oh, we've got this instinct to want to dominate and control you. And oh, we're control freaks. Oh, the religion of control freakdom. They love looking at you with hate. And I've seen globalists, I've read their writings, I've studied them. When they see a family, a good-looking family with healthy, happy kids, they just recoil with hate. And they've always just got, like, black teeth. And even if they're young, they always look like David Rockefeller or this Hanson guy. They're always like Emperor Palpatine. I will be seeing the degenerative effects on your children soon enough. I control everything, you fools. You don't even know they're poisoning your water. They'll never wake up. I mean, it's just, why do we let this scum perch on us and vomit on us?
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
During the break, I was watching Fox News. They had on the screen, U.S. owes more than $1 trillion to China. And then it was Obama with hat in hand at the table being bossed around by the Chinese. The globalists have worked so hard to get us into debt. They've worked so hard to overextend us as an empire. While the Rupert Murdoch media overseas demonizes us, domestically it leads the charge of patriotism, leading us into the trap, leading us into the setup. Then the controlled left here at home demonizes America instead of demonizing the globalists that have engineered this. And the vast majority, over 90% of this debt, if not owed because of Social Security or because of even the military budget, it is owed in derivatives because we've signed on to pay off the 1.5 global quadrillion derivatives, 1,500 trillion. And that was a year ago. That's an average of what a group of economists said here on air. Again, the Washington Post a few months ago said 600 plus trill, which would be a little more than one-third of what Tarpley says, 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trill. But many other mainline economists say it's over a trill, 1,000 trill. It's hard to even get these my mind around these numbers. And some economists say it's over 2,000 trill. See, I can't even say this properly. Many economists say it's 1,500 trillion. The Washington Post says it's around 650 trillion. Webster Tarpley says it's 1,500 trillion. But whether it's $650 trillion or $1,500 trillion or $2,000 trillion, we don't owe it. They talk about our national debt being $14.5 trillion. The national debt is $14.5 trillion. Bloomberg reported over a year ago, it was in January of last year, $28 trillion. In late 2009, they reported $23.7 trillion. You can just say $23.7 trillion Bloomberg. It'll come up for you. Then an additional $5-plus trillion was spent, and then they stopped giving the numbers, and they won't tell Congress or anybody else. So we owe $14 trillion and change on the Social Security and all the rest of this, but we're signed on in derivatives to over $1,000 trillion. And they endlessly talk about the 14 plus trillion, you know, 14.2, 14.5, 14.6, depending on how you slice it. Why aren't we having a discussion about the 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion? Or 600 trillion, however you want to slice it. Let's just say it's only 640 something trillion, like the Washington Post said. Okay, it's only 600 trillion. Almost all of that is not government debt. It's globalist debt. It's made up derivatives they sold. They sold it to individuals and corporations and governments. And it came out in Iceland, it came out in Greece, it's coming out in Ireland. In the news, they'll admit, oh, almost all of this debt is owed by the central banks and the private banks themselves, but Ireland's going to pay it off for them for stability. Iceland is going to pay it off for stability. Greece is going to pay it off and sell their 600-plus islands for stability. And then you read, this billionaire pension fund raider, he's getting this Greek island as payment from the Greek government. This guy, you know, sells fraud, and then they go, okay, here's our island. Thanks for the fraud. And then now the president, who likes to bow to the Saudi king and likes to bow to the Queen of England and likes to, he's never found a royal he doesn't want to bow to because he knows who the real power is. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the British, the Dutch royals, the Saudi royals. The Imperial House of Japan still owns most of the country. You notice when our government went and took them over and took that, I mean, they immediately went in and made a deal with the royals and then pulled out. Because the Queenie over there doesn't want to set the precedent of royals ever falling. That's why a lot of times royals would kill their own families, but they would never kill their cousins across the English Channel or vice versa, or in Austria. They would never kill their cousins in Russia because that's dangerous. You start letting royals die, you exile them. You don't allow royal blood to be spilt. You know, Napoleon declared himself a royal emperor. You notice they exiled him twice. You don't kill royalty. Never. And they believe it's their divine right to do this to us because we sit here and take it. We sit here and we take it. And so now they're teaching us, and they've dispatched the Federal Reserve, thousands of representatives, to colleges and high schools to go and speak to your children or to speak to your young adults who you pay to send to college to be brainwashed about how great the Federal Reserve is. And there's all these PSAs. Don't be against the Federal Reserve. You may be with the Tucson shooter. Oh, don't be against the Federal Reserve. You may be in a MIAC Homeland Security report. Oh, let's send the FBI to your house to ask. You've been riding against the Federal Reserve. Are you planning on something? And the Federal Reserve's federal security guards in Kansas City would come a half mile down the road and appear to my guys videotaping it from a hilltop and with hands on the side of their firearms. This made the Kansas City Star. And say, you will not videotape. Leave this area of Kansas City. And my guys said, well, you have no jurisdiction. You're security guards. And they put their hands on their guns and they said, you want to? And my guys followed orders. They left. Aaron started arguing with him, but I've seen the video. You've seen it. We've posted it. Just let everybody see the tyranny. See, it's all, you represent foreign bankers raping us? Oh, you say here in the Chinese dictatorship of America, where we're owned by the communist Chinese, as the number one owners, number two, the private Federal Reserve that set up China? They're like, oh, you're killing millions of your people? You're sterilizing women? Unlimited cash. Oh, we love you. And just all over the news every day, China, they know how to deal with protesters. They know how to deal with political dissidents. They chop out their organs and sell it to computer company executives. You don't hear about China and authoritarianism anymore. You don't hear about China being a threat anymore. All you see is them having our stealth fighters and our missiles. Because America is done. They're removing the wealth from here. They set this up. They designed it. They've got the police trained to hate libertarians and conservatives and gun owners. And they're leaving us with an ocean of dumbed down control freaks looking for power, and they can't even get jobs at McDonald's. So they've been battle hardened overseas in torture, death, murder, and all of it, and they're coming to have their blood feast upon us. They're coming to have their way with us. We are between a rock and a hard place. I mean, just where they're openly on the news, Chris Matthews, they're breaking our will right now. They're trying. White people are crackers and trash. Trying to invoke whites to become racial and to have everybody else see themselves as racial so we all fight with each other. The elite are so desperate, they're going, pull out the cracker card. And they've already said N-word, and anybody who doesn't like big government or wants to keep their guns hates black people and is burning crosses secretly. If that doesn't work, try to sick minorities on what's left of Western culture. Tell them crackers are bad. Tell them it's good to go after cracker. I mean, all of this is scripted to get us fighting with each other right at this point where we all come into this global government collapse that's been engineered. And we have a nation of arrested development males who act like between 5 and 10-year-olds. It is seen to be manly to only like sports and acting tough and not getting involved. The women are, on average, completely worldly parts. They traded their feminine power and their motherhood and their honor to dress like prostitutes and behave like them. And now the country is falling. All by design. They had to make us weak before they did it. And now they've got the U.S. just sliding around in the mud before the communist Chinese bloodthirsty butchers of all history. The absolute world record killers. And our country just groveling in the mud, being taught that we were bad, and thank goodness the communist Chinese are here to sell us, and thank goodness the Federal Reserve is here, and thank goodness NATO is here, and thank goodness the 10 FEMA regions are here, and thank goodness there's telescreens going up everywhere where the government gives us announcements telling us how they make the grass grow and how they make the birds sing. Thank goodness for them. Unless we recognize the type of hardcore authoritarian tyranny we're going into and the leaders everywhere praising authoritarian tyranny and making it fashionable for the left that it's some type of environmental, cult they're part of, on the right, an anti-terror cult, as the Club of Rome said, they'll have a right-wing attack on freedom and the anti-terror movement, and then they'll have a left-wing attack on freedom via the environmental fascism. And they're now doing it. We're going to go to break and come back and get into some more news. And then we've got the founder of the Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly, joining us. We're going to get into what's happening with China, more on Stuxnet, more on these calls for authoritarian tyranny, more on the economy, the pension funds going belly up. Don't worry, the bankers are getting rid of our AAA rating. They'll have higher priced loans for us, like Nigeria, who borrowed $1 billion and is paid over $50 billion on that one loan and still owes $50+ billion. Oh, losing that credit rating. In fact, the Chinese have already downgraded our credit rating. Oh, the communist Chinese, who just 50 years ago couldn't even feed themselves, now running everything because the... the globalists sold us on the cheap Chinese slave goods. They sold us on globalism and that didn't get. And like idiots, the public took the bait. And now, like a little fish, we're in the net going in the boat, and the New World Order fat cats are going, I like fish. Yes.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 18th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,368.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,404.23, $702.12 for a half ounce, or $351.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,404.23, $702.12, and $351.06.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Okay, I wanted to get to this video now, and it's up on InfoWars.com. It's the advertisement, the trailer, for a Frontline piece that asks, are we safer? Tracking Baltimore's motorist, are we safer? And the trailer, again, is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to play this and then come back and give you, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. Or as Paul Harvey, God bless his soul, would say. This will be old news for you, but it's new news for the Lemmings. As they're told about face scanning cameras and the license plate readers and it hooked up to government systems, because it's not just key government installations. It's a nationwide grid, even on dirt roads, the middle of nowhere, hooked in, scanning your license plates. But I have the LA Times where in California, over 1 million government license plates are exempt. And I'm going to have Watson do an article on this tomorrow. So government's exempt, and Dyncorp and Halliburton can be caught running giant child kidnapping rings. They can bring in hundreds of billions in narcotics. I was reading the Bloomberg yesterday where just one U.S. bank had $300+ billion in drug money. I mean, you know, it's $500 billion a year. And you really think some guys in a cave in Afghanistan are running it, or your local crack house is running that? No, it's admitted. It's the government, the big banks. And so these scanners are to make sure they can carry out their crimes. Or if somebody saw the government snatching your kid because a Saudi Arabian wants them or something, it's one of the big, you know, buyers of them. Well, they'll be able to tell, this guy saw it. Just go ahead and send a hit team to that neighbor's house. He saw us with our snatch team. So these are so they can carry out robbing and murder and evil against us. So the equivalent of Stalin, Hitler, and Mao rolled into one now has this Pentagon. Oh, and then they lie and say in this piece that this was developed in Iraq and Afghanistan. MIT bragged years ago, over a decade ago. This was all tested in the U.S. 15 years ago from Indiana to Texas on the highways, deployed and then used in Afghanistan and Iraq, and is now being augmented here. So, and they admit it. I mean, this is a military grid against us, okay? Military doesn't belong to us. It's there to ship in cocaine and heroin and ship out little kids. Here's the clip.
In Maryland, they've even started taking pictures of license plates.
What are we doing here?
The system we're using has two cameras. It's constantly taking pictures, observing the tags, allowing the system to record them, and check them against the database.
Suspended or revoked registration.
This technology, used by U.S. military forces on the streets of Baghdad, has migrated to the streets of Baltimore.
With a license plate reader system, if we were to get that information, we can then go into the system and see where else this car has been.
The software with the system, when it sees what it thinks is a license plate, it will read it using OCR, optical character recognition, and make a cross-check against a database we are running.
Surveillance cameras at vital institutions are also photographing license plates and adding them to the database.
Maybe nobody called it in when they were at Fort Detrick or Aberdeen Proving Ground or at Bowling Air Force Base. But the license plate readers will tell us they were there and when they were there and when they passed through. That's a pattern. That's something we'd want to know about.
And they've gone one step further. Smile. Cameras are everywhere.
We are very big on CCTV. We believe that it is a force multiplier.
Uh-huh.
That it is an effective way not only to provide greater security in open spaces.
But to get the narcotics in.
Evidence Times Square. But also it's a much more effective way to guard approaches to tunnels, bridges, and other sorts of static targets.
Oh, yeah.
One of three new stories next time on Frontline. Watch online or on air beginning January 18th.
Okay. So I guess that starts today. Now, you know, in all these shows in the last decade where they show you, oh, Florida town, everyone that goes in has their plates run by the cameras. Or, oh, in a British town, everybody that comes in. You notice that they drive around and they're seeing stolen cars, you name it, and they're not stopping them. In fact, when your car gets stolen, you can't even get the police to respond. These things are to control the people. And they all hook into the threat fusion centers, and it's to learn your associations. See, the Stasi would put a radioactive isotope on the floors of apartments to track people by their footprints to learn who was meeting and what was going on. Now they just track you over your iPhone, your Android. They track you by satellite. They track you by your license plate. And they're total criminals that are doing it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that America is filled with adultery, lying, stealing, drug addiction, gang wars, and every conceivable evil that God has revealed is sin? Did you know that our once Christian morals have been deliberately undermined? It's a fact of history that every nation that sinks into immorality falls. Is America on the brink and hardly anyone is paying attention? If anyone calls sin what it is classified as a hate crime. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
We had Phyllis Schlafly set up for the show. We just got her on the phone during another interview, so they got their time zones mixed up. She's going to be joining us here in about 15 minutes. And Dr. Wakefield, we can just get him on about 10 after coming up in the next segment of the next hour, because I want some time with her to go over this Fox headline from yesterday. Tea Party faces challenges as GOP gains stronger control. And it just goes into how the big mainline GOP is going right back to their regular globalist arrogance. What do you expect? So we'll talk to the founder and head of the Eagle Forum coming up if that pans out. But I've had her on over the years a few times. If this doesn't pan out today, we'll just set her up for a full hour in the near future. I want to continue with what I was just saying and going over. You know, if that sounds hardcore to you, where I'm talking about our government, our military, bringing in narcotics, it's in plain view. They were caught in Vietnam. They've been caught over and over again in the 1980s and 90s. There's been congressional hearings on it. And this isn't low-level military men and women who are compartmentalized and most of them doing important jobs. It's that at the top and under the national security umbrella, NATO is on record, Interpol is on record, the Pentagon, every major branch, the high-level brass in just total evil. And when you're in the business of killing people and breaking things, and when in the military, going back thousands of years, you might sacrifice 500 horsemen to lead out the main enemy force. And you give the order to the horsemen, the cavalry, men you even know, to go off and die. And so that attitude of human life being cheap or even worthless just permeates. So if DynCorp and Halliburton can make money first on stupid teenage girls they trick and pick up and fly out of Central Asia, out of Eastern and Central Europe, why not move on little kids? And you can pull up Chicago Tribune, you can pull up BBC, UN sex trafficking, DynCorp, Halliburton caught human trafficking, and you'll read, just as a footnote, oh, and of the million-plus children trafficked out of Europe every year, the UN estimates, it's the UN itself and these big contractors that are doing it. I mean, this is a big, big business. And it's just, that's the way it is. We're the good guys. Our president wears an American flag lapel. And see, these are the issues that the big mainline conservatives won't touch, the liberals won't touch. And I, for one, am just sick of it. Nobody is safe with these people running our society. No one's safe. Not your pension funds, not your health, not our future. I mean, these people have hated America from the beginning. They have done everything they can to tear down our culture, to dumb us down, to destroy our families, to turn us against each other. The global social engineers have bragged how they hated the Christian ethic, how they hated the family, how they wanted to get rid of it. And they didn't do it because they were offering something trendy and fun and enlightening and empowering. They did it because they wanted you to be isolated and weak. Even if you're an atheist, you know, the point is, it was the Christian Protestant pilgrim work ethic that wasn't perfect, but compared to every other culture in the world, produced unlimited technology, unlimited wealth. And now it's all gone. We don't have it anymore. We are a bunch of dumbed-down sloths, myself included, who've got to rediscover the spirit of liberty that empowered this country and made it so great. Not just because liberty is wonderful, but because tyranny is so horrible. This is a hot tyranny we're going into. There's been a cold war against our freedoms for a long time. But now you can see it. The war drums aren't over the hill. They're now right in amongst us. And this tyranny is unfolding around all of us each and every single day. I wanted to take a few minutes out before we get Phyllis Schlafly on to encourage listeners to realize that just because you've known about this for 30 years or 20 years or 5 years doesn't mean your friends and family do. But now they know something's wrong. They're awakening. Now is the time to reach out to people with films like The Obama Deception on DVD. Get it at InfoWars.com. Make copies of it. Air it on your local access TV. Don't screw around. Jump through the hoops. Find other producers that have already got shows. Get them to air it. Do whatever it takes. Don't screw around. Get the job done. Even little towns, you'll reach hundreds and hundreds of people every time it airs. Big cities, hundreds of thousands. Because people are surfing the cable channels. They'll stop on something like the Obama deception. A lot of folks are taking action. We're getting reports of big TV stations all over the country. People are buying time. They're not waiting for orders from headquarters. They're going to the sound of the guns. They're airing Endgame. They're airing Invisible Empire. They're airing What in the World Are They Spraying? It's not one of my films, but I hear it's airing. They're airing the Obama deception. They're airing Fall of the Republic. It's having an effect. And keep doing it. Get Endgame. Get Invisible Empire. Get What in the World Are They Spraying with the chemtrails. Get the Obama deception. We've got a deal still running where you can get five of my films. Five. Not one, not two, not three, not four. Five for $24.95. That's less than $5 a piece. Get them out to everybody. And that little amount of profit we make allows this operation to be funded. You're also always welcome to go to the online video bookstore shopping cart, and there's a donation button if that's the way you want to give right there to fund this operation. Also, all of our great sponsors. But the T-shirts, the books, the films, those are super effective because you're not just funding this operation if you give us a donation. You are actually, which helps get the websites and the films and the workout. You know that when you get a DVD and make 100 copies or even just 10 copies or 1,000, whatever the case is, and you hand them out to people, you know you're having an effect and you're participating in it out there, growing your liberty muscles, growing your activism muscles, engaging with more people, and not just getting yourself more limber like a boxer politically who is more accustomed to talking to folks, but you're also getting other people more accustomed to talking about politics and setting and lighting those bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. I remember I was never that nervous if a bully started a fight with me. And I was never that nervous going and talking to a girl and asking her out to a movie because the girls were so pretty and their hair and their eyes and their lipstick that I was like an animal when I was a teenager. I wasn't. But, I mean, I didn't really have a lot of emotional hang-ups, when it came to being nervous. But I still did when I was trying to sell somebody something. Or when I was just calling up about to come in for a job interview at a gas station. And I see adults now, and you see those signs of concern. You see adults when they have to call somebody in business, they're nervous before they do it. I've done it so much, it's like automated. It's not even confidence. It's just that I've done it so much. And in fact, it's almost like an overconfidence where I'm like halfway asleep sometimes on air. I'm excited I'm on air, but I'm not excited where I'm nervous. And so I'm not even as focused as I should be is what I'm saying. I mean, I'm almost too far on the other extreme. My point is get out there, talk to people, get accustomed to it, get things done. Don't be timid. You're engaged in an emergency operation to awaken people and to cause a splash and a stir peacefully to get the word out at city council, at county commissioners meetings. Most of those are aired on local TV or on cable. You can go speak to them there. You can read for 3 minutes about fluoride, read for 3 minutes about the wars, talk for 3 minutes about the threat fusion centers, the federalization, talk for 3 minutes about the face scanning cameras, talk for 3 minutes about my films or other films or websites. All of you should go get your own YouTube channels and start politically speaking. Show one of the first time your audio is not that good and the video is blurry and you stumble around. My first year at Access TV in 1995, I was doing it by myself. I didn't have anybody in the studio to help me. So I just did it in the control room with a camera and I'd turn a light on and I'd all be up there, with a fisheye look ranting about the New World Order. But I had to warn people. They had bills in the legislature to try to take our guns. They had bills in the legislature to take our farmland. The feds and the UN were doing things that had to be resisted. I had to get on air. I had to warn people. I didn't intend for any of this to happen. I just knew I had to resist them. And look at the success I've had. Am I perfect? Do I have all the answers? No. But I'm real. And that's what matters. And again, we've got to get involved in this fight. We've got to use the best, most truthful, most accurate, most well-done tools we've got in the info war. And that's films like Invisible Empire that I produced, directed by Jason Burmes, the seminal Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, films we carry like What in the World Are They Spraying?, films like Terror Storm. They're all available at InfoWars.com. You can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv, a literal arsenal in the InfoWar. Thousands of different interviews, tens of thousands of total shows, now almost 4 years of video archives of the show, 7 years of audio archives, all of my films, expanded extras, all these big exclusive interviews, uploading multiple ones a week. Joel Skousen, Chuck Baldwin this week, Russell Means, I mean, at Wounded Knee, shot, beautiful, high def, powerful, vaccine issues, tyranny, every issue you can imagine, all of it covered in detail. And you can go in there and burn it to disk, download it, share it with people, prisonplanet.tv. We've got another week or so, a little more than a week, for you to get 5 months free, and that special will end, prisonplanet.tv. But your purchase of the membership, again, makes the broadcast possible, everything we do here possible, prisonplanet.tv. Now, continuing here with the news, this needs to be stood up against. NASA's Hansen imposed Chinese totalitarianism on America. Totalitarian thugs love China. They love its authoritarian government and absolute political power. One such thug is climatologist James Hansen. This is a Kurt Nemo article at PresentPlanet.com. Hansen thinks America needs to adopt Chinese authoritarianism in order to force climate change down the throats of the American people. And then he has the quotes about how great China is and how we need to go with their system and how they've got it all straight. Just like David Rockefeller wrote those editorials for the New York Times saying how great Mao Zedong was after it was all over the news that he was a mass murderer and even the Chinese government had decried it. He came out and defended it. He goes on to say that China and Europe need to impose carbon tariffs on us if we don't accept it. And he goes on to praise it. And then we have quotes here. In China, thought reform or thought control is considered the goal. It is psychological and spiritual submissiveness, often achieved through violence. It is the envy of totalitarian thugs around the world. And it goes on here that James Hansen should be promptly removed from his position at the head of NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies. Okay, now joining us, and I really appreciate her coming on, and I hope she'll join us again in the future. We've only got about 20 minutes with us, is Phyllis Schlafly, national leader of the conservative movement since the publication of her first best-selling book in 64, A Choice, Not an Echo. And, of course, she founded the Eagle Forum. Her monthly newsletter, The Schlafly Report, is now in its 43rd year. Her syndicated column appears in 100 newspapers, and her radio commentaries are heard daily on 500 radio stations, including they carry it here on the Genesis Network. And we appreciate her joining us. EagleForum.org is her website. Phyllis, great to talk to you.
Thank you. I'm happy to talk to you.
You know, out of the gates here, I don't know if you've heard of this, but the Washington Times and others are reporting on it. What do you think of the head of the Goddard Space Center, the NASA climatologist, praising Chinese authoritarianism and saying we need it here to force carbon taxes through? These people are really uncloaking the fact that they're really just authoritarians.
Yes. I think after the Soviet Union collapsed in 1990, a lot of the hardcore leftists and communists moved into the environmental movement, and they want government to take over. These are earth worshippers. Their god is the earth, and they want to control us. They want to tell us how... well, you know, Obama himself said you can't keep the thermostat in your house set at 72 anymore. Well, the nerve of him. We've built a wonderful, prosperous, high standard of living. And if we want our houses set at 72, we're entitled to have our houses set at 72. And so the environmentalists, what they're doing to the light bulbs, they're taking away our light bulbs and trying to make us use these cookie bulbs that are made in China.
Yeah, they're setting the key precedents that we are controlled by a central commissariat.
Yes, and they are developing the idea that the laws can be made by the regulators instead of by the lawmakers. And that's a very awesome unconstitutional approach. And this is particularly true in the environmental field.
Well, look at Texas. They couldn't pass the carbon taxes that China and others are exempt from in Congress. So now the EPA is literally seizing the regulating of the Texas power plants.
That's correct. And in fact, the Obama administration is pretty upfront about saying that they want to do by regulation what they can't do in Congress. And bad as the Obamacare was, with its, 2,000 pages, that we hope is going to get repealed, it set up all kinds of regulatory agencies and regulatory authorities, and they have these czars over everything who are not confirmed in the constitutional way. And Obama's whole plan to fundamentally transform the United States is to have an authoritarian, socialist-style government.
Why did Wall Street give him four times the money they gave McCain, according to the Wall Street Journal, if he's so communistic? Is it what Carol Quigley wrote about, that some of the big mega banks and people, they like to collectivize the general public's wealth?
Well, I think that's part of it, but it's also, at the time they gave him all that money, the presumption was he was going to win. And they like to buy, what they do with their money is to buy access, and they wanted to have access to him when he was elected.
So they wanted to keep him close to him because they saw him as the winner. I tend to agree with that, but now since then he has loaded his administration with the Clinton crew who got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. Phyllis Schlafly, founder of the Eagle Forum, is our guest. We're going to come right back after this quick break. We've only got her for about 10 more minutes, but hopefully we can get her back up in the near future for a longer interview.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Phyllis Schlafly is our guest, and again, the website is Eagle Forum if you want to check it out. We're going to have to get her back on sometime in the next few weeks for the full interview because we got wires crossed. We only got her for this segment and the next. Phyllis, again, the website, eagleforum.org, I see this Fox News headline, Tea Party faces challenges as GOP gains stronger control. And the Fox News article basically says that it's going to be business as usual with the Republican fat cats, you know, keeping the gravy train and big government and all of these things going. But then I look at Ron Paul winning the CPAC straw poll a year ago or so and getting a standing ovation when he said in these wars, and that's, you know, the really powerful Republicans all together right there. You're inside the Republican Party. I mean, you're able to get a good look at it from different perspectives. What's really going on? Is there any hope from the Republicans, or is it just going to turn into the same old thing?
Well, I have hope for the Republicans, and they are going to try to absolutely repeal Obamacare in the House this week. And although it probably won't pass in the Senate, and Obama will veto it, nevertheless, it's an important statement. And I think they ought to then start to dismantle it after they do. There are a couple of lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of it. One judge has already held that the mandate on everybody is unconstitutional, and we think the second judge is going to do that shortly in the next day or so. So I'm encouraged, and we welcome all the Tea Party people to join us. I think our goals are the same, and we need all the help we can get.
Well, my only concern is, you know, the Eagle Forum has talked a lot about authoritarianism and tyranny and things. My only concern is I've got a quote here out of the Hill newspaper with Cheney saying that, oh, Obama has learned from the Bush era. I mean, learned from Bush. I guess he has expanded the deficit and spending even more than Bush. I guess he did learn from him, or rendition or torture or secret police or warrantless wiretapping. Where does the Eagle Forum stand on you know, things like that that we decry when China does it? But, I mean, where does the Eagle Forum stand, who I know does a lot of good work throughout the years, on the loss of liberty here and abroad?
Well, when you talk about Obama going to moderate, I think you're trying to be funny. There's no way he's going to do that. He is a committed socialist. You should read the new book by, Stanley Kurtz about how he became a committed socialist when he was at Columbia University. And he has said he wanted to fundamentally transform the United States of America, and that he wants to redistribute the money, and that's not only from rich taxpayers to poor in the United States, but it's also from the U.S. to the rest of the world. And I think we have to recognize that he's an enemy of everything that constitutionalists and conservatives and real Americans really believe in, and we have to fight it all the way. We need the Tea Party people to help us. I think they will. We need to keep pushing some backbone into the hands of the leaders, our leaders in Washington. And I hope they're going to fulfill their campaign promises. That's why we elected them.
Yeah, no. I mean, no doubt Obama wants to create socialism to control the population and domesticate us. My issue is, you look at Nixon going to China, and you look at Kissinger, all these other so-called conservatives, these Rockefeller Republicans, they've started basically the movements that now sees the Red Dragon owning the majority of our debt and telling us what to do. I mean, that's why I'm saying I don't have a lot of faith in the Republicans.
Well, I think we got rid of the Rockefeller Republicans, and we've done a pretty good job of getting rid of the Rhinos, which is just the new name for the Rockefeller Republicans in name only. I think the conservatives are in the driver's seat in the Republican Party, and the question is, will they have the backbone to stand up against things? I've come to believe that...
Stay right there. We got to go to break. Back in 60.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.